The MFR Shinty Show with Ian Auld on MFR 2.
Welcome to this week's MFR Shinty Show. In this week's show, we'll look ahead to the Big Four, the semi-finals of the Camara Cup, and we'll also look ahead to all the rest of the weekend's action. Alongside me, as always, is Scotland boss Drew McNeil. Drew, a very good afternoon to you. A very wet afternoon, because it's raining here in Inverness as we record this, but it's more than likely wet wherever you are across the rest of Scotland.
Yeah, good afternoon everyone. That's the forecast. It's rain for the whole of Scotland, so we're not alone, but I'm certainly wet, I'll say that.
Let's hope that, fingers crossed, the rain doesn't affect the shinty too much this weekend, but I suspect that it may cause some problems.
The forecast isn't good for Friday. I know it's that in the West Coast and the semi-finals being at Spienbridge. Spien's a good park, but two games, let's not worry too early. But
let's think positive and fingers crossed, and hopefully we'll get some shinty on at the weekend. The big games, as Drew mentioned there, of course, are the semi-finals of the Camara Cup: Inverary versus Newton Moore, and also Kingussie versus Camali. Two games at Spienbridge on the same day, one after another. Inverary versus Newton Moore first up, we'll focus on, and earlier today I caught up with their star man Gary McPherson.
I look forward to it. I think you've got to look forward to games like this. I mean, that's why you play, shouldn't you? You play, you know, to get in these big games, try to get in these finals. Camara Cup's obviously the biggest cup, you know, in shinty, so that is exciting. But on the other hand, our sort of league performances haven't been very good, but we've just got to go on it.
Like you say, the Camara Cup's the big one. How much does it mean to you to, how much would it mean to you to get to the final of this competition?
Oh, it obviously means a lot, man. Every final means a lot. I'm still, although I'm getting on a bit now, you know, I still want to get every final. I still keep me winning all the games that I play in and stuff like that. So, you know, because I'm getting that wee bit older, Camara Cup, you always wonder where you're going to make another one, I know, but so it's just one of these things, isn't it?
Newton Moore, obviously one of the big teams in the Premier Division as well, but, you know, it's the case in cup competitions. You know, you never know what can happen on the day. It's a one-off game, and there's a real chance of progressing to the final, which would be a fantastic achievement for the club as well. But, you know, what do you make of Newton Moore, your opponents, on Saturday?
They're a strong team, you know. I think they started the season well, but, you know, they've had a few performances where you think they should be going out there and dominating games, and they haven't really done that. They've probably been similar to ourselves, been inconsistent, but you know, they've still been winning games, whether they've been winning them, you know, ugly, or whether they've been dominating games or not. But I think that's what I've been never bound for this year, was kind of dominated quite a lot of games and not really won them. So
you beat Kyles Athletic in the last round as well, which was a fantastic achievement as well, given the fact that Kyles Athletic have been pretty dominant in the world of shinty this season. But you know, a performance like that will surely be good enough to, you know, give you every chance. Yeah.
Play another two games like that would lift the cup, you know. But as I say, that's our kind of downfall this year has been that wee bit of consistency. But you know, we can obviously do it. We know we can do it, and it's getting that kind of team. We've been quite short with players wise this year, and different team each week. So you know, but as you said there, if we can play like that, you know, we'd definitely get over winning the cup.
The Camara, as you say, we've talked already about being a fantastic competition, and you know, something you'd love to win. But the Premier Division survival, what's the kind of main aim? Obviously, staying in the Premier Division, is that the top one for you?
For me, not really, no. I would, you know, I think we're in a transition period just now at Inverary. We've got to try and get some of the younger ones into the team. A lot of us, experienced guys, you know, are coming towards the end of our career, so it might be a good thing being relegated. It's not what we want, obviously, but definitely when we get relegated about 4 or 5 years ago, it definitely benefited us. So, but obviously, I'd take the Camara Cup first. That's my preference. But,
yeah, wanting to have a real kind of go at that. If you're gonna, you know, kind of bow out, then you want to try and claim that top one.
Definitely, it'd be good to get in the high, wouldn't it?
The four games to go in the Premier Division season, obviously it's been a very tough one as well. I mean, it's very kind of difficult to predict, you know, the top half and the bottom half as well. But at the moment, it's looking like it's going to be yourself, Lovett and Oban as well. Is that going to be a real interesting fight towards the end of the season?
Well, it is, because I think Lovett have got Camnock this week or next week, so you know, I think that's the one once we see the outcome of that, we'll know exactly where we are, how many points we've got to try and get between now and end of the season. I think well, the same as Lovett, but we've got a better goal difference, so if we pick up the same amount of points as them, then we should be safe. But you've just got to take one game at a time, haven't you?
Excellent stuff, Gary. Yeah, open our way to love it this weekend as well. Excellent stuff, buddy. Yeah. Thanks for your time. And
all right, then.
Best of luck at the weekend, mate.
Cheers, thanks for that.
The MFR Shinty Show on MFR 2.
Inverary star man Gary McPherson on the MFR Shinty Show. Drew, a very honest Gary McPherson there. Touch on first of all, obviously, Inverary are on a kind of real battle at the moment at the bottom of the Premier Division. They're in the semi-finals of the Camara Cup, but Gary's saying there that he'd much rather them win the Camara Cup than stay up. It's a, you know, you could say selfish, but, you know, fair play to him. He wants to end his career on a high note.
I think if I was that position, I'd possibly be the same way myself. Sounds a little bit selfish, but, you know, he's been there a long time. He's put an awful lot of work. And it's not be actually, it's not beyond them to win it, because they have got the more experienced team when it comes to Newton Moore. Yeah. Inverary have won it more recently. They've been in more cup finals. They'll be sneaking for Inverary if they turn up on the day with their all the experienced players and just hold out for oil against Newton Moore. I wasn't massively impressed with Canusie against the Canusie Newton Moore game. I thought Newton Moore were, they won the game, but I just felt there wasn't a great spark there, and Inverary always have a spark about them in the forward line.
If, that's like, you know, if there is one team that you know, you could say, signal out for it's going to do something in the cups, it's Inverary.
Yeah, and they were very, very unfortunate last year. They got beaten. I think it was extra time down at Oban, and for periods they had played some of the better shinty. So they weren't far away last year. They actually tipped them last year to win it. So, you know, Gary's thinking this is, you know, maybe a few other ones, bingo as well, perhaps thinking this is the last chance last year, particularly last year to win the Camara, and then worry about the league after Saturday.
Yeah, it's, I mean, the league campaign's still got a lot to go, four games to go, it's all in the mix. We'll touch on a massive game in the Premier Division, which of course is Lovett versus Oban, which could have a real impact on Inverary's season as well, but they'll not be thinking about that at the moment. They'll be thinking about Newton Moore first of all, and it's going to be some task as well for them to overcome Newton Moore.
It will be, but likewise for Newton Moore, I just feel there's an awful lot of pressure on Newton Moore, an awful lot of expectation. They've been out of the frame for won't say how long, it's been too long probably from their point of view, so I'd imagine the Newton Moore boys are under extreme pressure, whereas the Kyles guys have been there. Mm-hmm. The Inverary guys have been there. They've, you know, most recently we've got a core group there that have done it all, won everything, so, you know, experience wise how to deal with semi-finals, Inverary have the edge there, although yep. Newton Moore currently this season have been a strong team, but
yeah,
come the day, it's on, the semi-finals are difficult.
It's kind of mental strength you need instead, you know, in terms of, you know, physical strength to play the game, but mental strength to overcome these obstacles, and semi-finals are, you know, they're big things, because you're only, you know, you're almost in the final, and you know, anything can happen on the day in a final, but you know, you're just so close to reaching that big final.
It's so painful to lose a semi-final as well, you know, that's the problem with it. I just feel Inverary, they go out there, get that first goal and see what Newton Moore have in their locker after that.
Newton Moore, we talked about Inverary having the relegation battle to contend with, as well as a big semi-final round the corner, but Newton Moore, albeit it's not a real headache for Norman MacArthur, but there is still a lot of big games to come. He still wants to win that Premier Division title. You would say that it's between Newton Moore and Kyles Athletic for the title. A Macaulay Cup final next weekend as well. The big games are coming thick and fast for them.
Yeah, and difficult games, and of course it'll be that Macaulay final will be difficult on Oban. Newton Moore have been the Macaulay final a couple of times recently, and they're not done particularly well, so they've not got great memories of that. But they've got a lot on their plate, haven't they, with the league, the Camara, yep, and the Macaulay. It's shown they've obviously got a good squad there, because mm-hmm, the only team that are managing to push so strongly in all the competitions.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, like you say, they are still, you know, giving it to everything, and I'm sure they will on Saturday, and they'll just keep going and try and end the season with something in the cabinet.
Yeah, they'll just have to forget about what's coming after next Saturday. Just, you know, win on Saturday, the final look after itself, just play the rest of the games. Probably quite a good way to be, actually. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't have a chance to really think and rest. They just keep winning every game that's coming towards them.
And I think both sides, you could say that they've probably recorded two of the kind of biggest wins this season in terms of, well, Newton Moore hammered Foot William earlier in the round, and Inverary got a fantastic win against Kyles Athletic, and I say fantastic because no one's been able to get the better of Kyles Athletic this season. So, you know, for both teams, they'll want that result to count for something, and they won't want to bow out so early, well, not early, but at the semi-final stage.
Yeah, it was, you know, putting out great results, the two of them, they will be thinking if they don't continuing to the final, have wasted that, you know, the great work that they had, particularly for William, you know, beating for William so easily. You know, Newton Moore would be wishing the semi-finals a week after that with the boost they would have got from that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that one's first up at 12:45 at Spearing Bridge, Inverary versus Newton Moore. Then after that, at 3:30, is King Usie versus Camali. These two sides are no stranger to each other. They've played already in the Premier Division this season, plus in the cup competitions. And earlier today, I spoke with King Usie boss Stevie Borthwick, who's looking forward to the first semi-final.
Yeah, very much so. Difficult game, obviously. Camali, they are blowing hot or cold, and you know, if we get them on the wrong day, they can be quite a handful. There's nothing, no two days of that. But you know, we're fairly confident going into the game, but we're definitely not overconfident, because we know Camali on their day can be as good as any team.
You've played them a couple of times this season, and you've kind of both sides have met each other over the years as well. You know, you've beaten them 8-0 in the Premier Division this season, but the McTavish Cup semi-finals, it was a real kind of close contest. They're a, you know, on their day, like you say, they're a side who can cause you problems.
Well, the McTavish game against them was more of a sort of match that it would normally be. The game we beat them 8-0 on their own part, it was kind of one-off day. It was one of our bad days. The Camali came out and turned up, and they just weren't, their heads weren't in it. You could see that. But, you know, that certainly won't happen this Saturday, that's for sure.
Camara Cup is obviously a big thing for everyone, and you know, it'd be a kind of dream to make the finals again after missing out last year as well. But you know, it's one game at a time mentality. You still have to kind of reach the final.
Oh, definitely, yeah. And we're not looking any further than this Saturday. At the start of the season, coming to Cup's obviously our main objective, like probably a lot of the other clubs. But you know, the coming to Cup is something special for us, and it doesn't feel right if we're not involved in it. You know, we'll make every effort to be.
Certainly, speaking to the guys at Inverary, spoke to Gary McPherson today as well, and you know, he's obviously very confident that they might cause an upset against Newton Moore. But you know, when you look at it, the two favourites to progress to the final, where can you see Newton Moore? And you know, for the neutral, it's a real kind of mouth-watering final. But you know, that's what everyone, you know, the neutral would want. But it's you know, could go anyway. I mean, both sides, Camali and Inverary, are very capable of causing upsets.
Well, absolutely, both of them are as good as any side in the goal on their day, and more so Inverary. They've got a real lethal attack that's when they fire on all cylinders, you know, they're really hard to stop. But you know, as you say, maybe Kinesi and Newtmore are looking favourites to go to the final, but you know, I wouldn't put a bet on that.
At the moment, you've got one trophy in the bag this season already. The second's won a few weeks ago as well, and through Aberdeen. It's not been a bad season for King Usie. The Camara Cup is one you want to add to the trophy collection, and you know, the Premier Division, is that still a goal as well?
Well, there's nothing sure. You know, if we add the Camara Cup to our trophy cabinet, it's really been a really successful season for us. As far as the league championship goes, it doesn't look like we're figuring that anymore. You know, we dropped a point against Fort William again at the weekend, and that more or less ruled us out of the league. Certainly we've got a big say in who's going to win it, because we've got to play Newton Moore and Kells Athletic. But yeah, I would kind of rule us out of the league at this moment.
So does that mean that the focus kind of solely goes on trying to get this Camara Act and get that in the cabinet?
Oh yeah, for sure, and that was our aim right at the start of the season, just like it was last year. And you know, we'll be making every attempt we can to take that back. Can you see this year?
Listen again online at mfr.co.uk/shinty.
King Usie boss Stevie Borthwick on the MFR Shinty Show. Drew, King Usie have already won one trophy this season, aiming to add to that this weekend. Obviously, we'll have to get past Camali first, then beat whoever they'll play in the final. But they're desperate to get this Camara Cup back in their cabinet.
Yeah, and they were unfortunate last year. They got beat with virtually the last hit of the game by Fort William, and Stevie will know that his team's improved since last year. So he'll be hopeful that he can get through to the final. And again, these young lads have gained a lot of experience at Canusie with the McTavish already this season. Mm-hmm. McTavish last season, I think, as well. So I think I think Stevie will be quite happy with the progress he's made, and even doing so well in the league. I know they're not, he's just saying he's not going to win the league, but they've picked up a lot of good points, and they have got Kyles and Newton Moore, so they'll be happy that they've got some vital games at the end of the year to decide who's going to get the title.
Yeah, they have a massive say in where the title will go this season. I mean, obviously everyone would, well, I say everyone, you know, would be the kind of the ultimate kind of final, King Youssef versus Newton Moore. As we know, it's never really the case. You can't predict anything in this game, but you know, I think that's a big incentive for them as well. They want to get to that final and want their neighbours to get there as well and make it a real kind of derby.
All the clubs that are playing want to get to the final, because the sort of week before it, there's so much press and publicity around about the Camlach that it really boosts all the shinty in your own area.
Yep.
Particularly with the youths and that. Mm-hmm. It gives your own area a big boost in the community with people wanting to play shinty or be involved in it just because of the press. I don't think Badenoch needs all that publicity. I'd like to see it spread out a bit.
Well, that's very true. Yeah, that's very true. And Camlach are one side as well who could benefit from a bit of publicity in themselves. They're a side who, in the last couple of seasons, King Youssef seemed to be their bogey team. They always meet them. It was in the semi-finals in the McTavish Cup this year, the McTavish Cup final last year. But in each game, Camlach have given a real good account of themselves.
Yeah, there was one game they blew out right enough at Camlach, but Camlach will be quite happy going to Spion. They know Spion Park quite well. King Youssef won't be so happy they lost the semi-final there 2 years ago. They've lost a number of semi-finals at Spion, actually. So Spion doesn't really suit King Youssef. It's quite a small park. I'm not saying it'll suit Comali, but it's certainly in Kinsey's mind that it's not one of their favourite parks.
When you look at the two sides that are looking to cause the upsets, Comali and Inverary, Comali, league-wise, have, you know, they've been okay in the league this season. You know, relatively safe mid-table. I wouldn't say that, you know, they could be dragged down, but again, you never know. But is the Camlach kind of last throw of the dice for them this season?
Yeah, I would say they're safe in the league. I've said all along that because of the way their forward line plays, they'll always score loads of goals, so they're not going to have too much of a problem. They'll give King Youssef a severe headache on Saturday. I'd like to see Comali really come out and be positive. As I said, the midfield can't dominate at Spain. It tends to be the half-backs, and that may just suit Comali a little bit, where King Youssef can't get the control. It's easy to get from one end to the other quite quickly. Mm. With the Comali forwards that are very quick, if they get enough ball, you know, they could cause a lot of problems. And they do like Spain. They had a good result there a number of times against Lochaber and whatnot, so they'll be quite confident going there.
Can you see going to the game drawing 0-0 with Foot William at the weekend? Hopefully Barry Dallas will be there. Barry missed the game against Foot William. He's just coming back from his holiday in Canada, and he turned up at Anyard looking for a game, but it was closed for refurbishment, and the game was at King Youssef. So hopefully someone tells Barry where he's going this weekend.
Yeah, and I think we'll probably have to play in Ronald Ross for that.
Yeah, I think just
for the sake of it, because he hasn't come into the studio yet, so
yes,
he has to get some stick.
Yeah, he's the culprit for that one there. So hopefully Ronald will tell him where the game is this weekend. It is at Spion Bridge. That's for Barry's sake, that the game is on, and it's 3:30 kickoff. So get your boots, Barry, you're in action this weekend. So I mean, it is going to be a fantastic day of shinty, really. I mean, two games in the same day, like we touched on at the top of the programme. Hopefully the weather doesn't impact on it too much, but you know, it's going to be a good day for anyone to go and watch, two great games of shinty.
Yes, and it's actually four. It's two intriguing games with four good teams. You know, they've all got good styles, and it is very interesting this weekend. And I'd advise anybody to take a trip up to Spain to watch it.
Yep. Elsewhere, then, in this weekend's fixture list, two matches in the Premier Division. One, which is a real cracker, really, in terms of relegation battles. Love it. Welcome Oban Camlach, and we talked about it with Gary McPherson. Inverary will be watching on very intently as to what the outcome of this game is. But love it, home advantage, is that the key there?
Love it, have to win this game. Oban would be happy with a draw, I would imagine, and Inverary will be hoping probably that Oban win, because I think if Lovett get the 4 points in the remaining games, they'll stay up, which would mean Inverary would need to get points off either King Youssef, Newton Moore or Kyles, which isn't going to be easy, because they're away to Newton Moore, they're away to Kyles. It's not beyond Inverary right enough to do these things. But you know, if Lovett win on Saturday, they've put themselves a right good chance. Well, they have to win it, though. That's the thing, though. They have to win that game.
And they'll put pressure on Inverary because they'll have the game in hand, and Inverary then go and have to win that game in hand. If they don't, then Lovett have an advantage, and that will, you know, give them the emphasis there to push on.
Yeah, and Gary had touched that Inverary's goal difference is so much better, so they're virtually got a point over whether it is, therefore they're equal in points. They've actually got this goal difference.
Oban Camanachd as well, if they do lose at the weekend, they have played slightly more games than the rest of the two sides, Inverary and Lovett. But you know, if Oban do lose, there is a danger of them getting dragged down as well.
Yeah, but you tend to find at the end of the year, the teams that has the games at the end of the year, other clubs may have finished 3 or 4 or 5 weeks in advance.
Yeah, and it's a kind of false position.
Yeah, and the teams that are travelling aren't match fit, or they've maybe stopped training, so you know, Oban, it will play into their hands. And it's not that Oban's had games postponed, they've been successful in their cups. That's why Oban's got games in hand, and fair play to them. But there's a chance that the teams later on in the year won't travel with stronger teams. Nothing to do about that. But I think Oban are safe, to be honest.
Yeah. Glenurquhart travel to Glenorchy. Glenurquhart beat Inverary 3-0 last weekend. Away to Glenorchy, who have still to register any points on the board so far this season. Glenurquhart surely favourites for that one, but it's like you touched on off air when we were chatting about the weekend there, it's just important that you finish the season as well as you can.
Yeah, Glenurquhart will be looking to get a better total than they had last year, but at the same time, if you look at what Knessy have done the last couple of seasons, they've managed to achieve success whilst bleeding young guys and bringing young guys on, you know, so the clubs at the end of the year will be looking to introduce some young guys just to give them a chance for next season, because it's a long way round till March next year, so you have to keep the young lads interested.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's move into North Division 1 now, and the leaders Kinlochshiel are back in action. They are away to Strathglass. Kinlochshiel, who've pretty much led the division the whole season really, against Strathglass, who are bottom of the table, top versus bottom. Well, there's only going to be one outcome there, isn't there?
Yeah, and Strathglass have been struggling all season, so it's not likely to change now at this stage of the year. So no, it's only a matter of time for Kinlochshiel, isn't it?
Lochaber, yeah, have caught up in points, 10 points, sorry, 10 games they've played each other, and the 5-point gap remains, so yeah, it's enough for Kinlochshiel just to get over that finishing line.
Yeah, but all the other teams below them will be just trying to prepare for next year, just trying to get ready into the next challenge for promotion next year.
We touched on it a few weeks ago, Lochaber are one side who we reckon that next year had a bit of a kind of start-stop season, really. Are they one team for you that will be up there challenging alongside maybe the team who comes down from the Premier Division next year?
They'll fully be expecting to be the team that will be pushing on. They'll be disappointed this year. They never really put any pressure on Kinlochshiel at all.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
One team who we've also kind of tipped to next year to do good things are Bewley. They're at home to Inverness in a local derby, and there's been some eventful games between the two this season, even one that was stopped, 11 minutes before the end. So obviously they've played each other in like a few cup competitions as well, and Bewley on the whole have done pretty well against them.
Yeah, Inverness had not a bad result against Lochaber the previous week. I think it was only 1-0, so maybe Inverness are finding a wee bit of form. But you'd expect Steve McLean to have a young lads playing there and try and get some, you know, points on the board and maybe even challenge for second place.
Using younger lads as well there, is that what sides will tend to do, is give them some experience?
I'd hope so, as I say, because if the young guys aren't getting a game this year, it's a long way till March. They might not turn up for pre-season or whatever. You've got to keep the young guys coming through.
Then the final game in North Division 1, Caberfae take on Lochcarron. Caberfae, who were involved in the Ballymore Cup not that long ago, Ballymore Cup final that is, they're at home to Lochcarron, a mid-table battle. Caberfae again, a side who've done pretty well this season, reaching that Ballymore Cup final, as well as progressing well in North Division 1. And again, it's been a good season for them.
Yeah, and a team I think that's progressing as well. There's a lot of young lads in that team, a couple of core older players, but predominantly young lads coming through, and look like they all got on well together as well. So they'll be quite a tight unit next year as well.
Excellent stuff. Let's move on to North Division 2 now. And home games for Kamali and Skye. Kamali take on King Hussey, and Skye face Kinlochshiel in North Division 3. Lochcarron welcome the champions Aberdeen Uni. Inverness face Strathglass, and Lochbroom are at home to Caberfae in South Division 1. The game we've been looking forward to for quite some time. Glasgow Midargyll take on the leaders Bute, and these are the two sides who've been in close contact with each other throughout the season. And well, they play each other again. They've got two games to play, but this is the first one. And it's a kind of almost like a kind of two-legged affair to this one. It's you know, these games will mean something. And for you, Drew, who do you reckon will win this one and go on to win the title?
I think Bute will win, but you know, I know Glasgow will put a good effort in there. If they can get off the island with a draw and perhaps win at home, they'll feel that's a result for them. It still probably won't be enough to get promoted, but you know, yeah, that'll be a good result for them.
Bute are another side who've been, a couple of sides who've just been so dominant in their divisions this season. Bute are one of them, and that Ballymore Cup final win as well just boosted their confidence even more. It would be unfair for them to lose out on the title, you know, after performing so well this season, but you know, stranger things have happened.
No, and you know, Bute, whoever works out the league this year, you know, knows that next season that league's going to be tougher. You know, if Inverary do go down, it'll be Inverary and Glenorchy. You're going to be struggling to get out of that division again, whoever stays down. Yep. So this is Bute's best chance to get out, and they won't make a mistake, I wouldn't have thought.
Yeah, the Premier Division carrot that's kind of dangling right in front of their eyes, it's too much for them to turn down.
Yeah.
And Glasgow Mud or Gael as well, they were a side who come down from the Premier Division with Bute last season as well. For you, they've progressed this season. They showed their ambitions by wanting to get back up into the Premier Division, and you know, they've been, you know, true to their word. They've gone about it in the right way, and they are not far off Bute. So they've given it a real good go.
Yeah, I spoke to George here, the manager, a couple of weeks ago, and he was, you know, I think they had a difficult start of the season. Just couldn't find his system. I think he's quite happy with the way they're playing now. A couple of young lads are really progressing, and they have got a number of young lads. You know, even playing under 17 national levels, and some guys looking to get another 21s and stuff. So, no, they're looking like they're improving, and George is quite happy with the way they're playing just now.
Elsewhere in South Division 1, Kilmorey take on Carras Athletic, and Open Celtic versus Tainelt. In South Division 2, it's Bute versus Glasgow Mudder Gael, reverse of the South Division 1 tie, and Inverary take on Ballyhoolish. And in the Strathdown Cup, it's Glengarry versus Glenarkert and Fort William Newton Moran. Of course, those big two Camara Cup semi-finals. Drew, how do you see those two going in terms of score-wise?
It's difficult, you know. I'd been keen to see both the games coming to Inverness, I must admit, because both the games were played in down in Mossfield last year in the south, and it, you know, I think Inverary would have happy to come to the big pitch. I think the smaller pitch, you don't kind of get that natural game of shinty. It's hard. Newton Moore are very, very strong, but if Kyles can suck Newton Moore forward and hit them in a counter break, which is, I imagine, what they'll try and do, then Kyles could spring a wee surprise. There is a lot of pressure on Newton Moore. I don't doubt they're a good team, but I think there's an awful lot of pressure on them. And then the other tie, can you see, they're too streetwise with Stevie and the other ex-players in the background that are there, you know, coaching the young lads and keeping them right. And they won't miss this one, I don't think.
So we're looking at a bad knock derby. Can you see versus Newton Moore in the final?
Well, no, I think I'm going to go for Kilmorey and Inverary, actually. I think Inverary can squeeze it. I think they could, yeah. Regardless of the way they played even last week. I've seen enough of them last week to see that they've still got a desire. All the players are still there, and if they get a full team, then they'll cause Newton more problems.
Well, we heard the desire from Gary McPherson, and you know, he would be very pleased with a final appearance, and he would give it, I'm sure the rest of the guys as well, they would give it a real good go in the final in the middle of September. But yeah, this is what it's all about. It's kind of, you know, the end of a real good cup competition, and like you say, four good sides really going at it.
Yeah, and you know, lots of good forwards on display as well. That's the best thing about it. I just wish it was a slightly bigger park. No disrespect to Speer, it's quite a small park.
Excellent stuff. Cheers for that, Drew. Best of luck to all four sides in the semi-finals of the Camanachd Cup. Next week we'll look ahead to the Macaulay Cup final as Newton Moore go on the trophy quest again. They're against Kyles Athletic, plus all the rest of the weekend's action.